that fine display of patriotism only comes from the middle class. It don't come from the real working class. It's like just too distant to be true.
But who's buying the record?
It's the younger generation. It's only the old people who are getting up in arms. It ain't the younger people.
Right, but who do you think is buying the record?
Younger people.
And why?
Because they don't believe in all the rubbish that's being, all this Jubilee nonsense.
They've got nothing to do with it.
Yeah, but don't you think possibly that the reason it's gone to the top of the hit parade in almost 2 weeks is because it's a banned record and that has made people want to go out to the shop?
That's absolute nonsense.
It's a good rock and roll record anyway.
Johnny, you say that this record doesn't, in fact, call the Queen a moron.
No, it doesn't.
Well, that's what it sounds like to me. What, God, in fact, does it say then?
God save the Queen, the fascist regime. It made you a moron. Potential H-bomb.
It made you a moron. You're calling the Queen a moron.
I'm not calling the Queen a moron. Now, come on. I thought you were a literary gentleman.
No, it made you a moron.
The general public.
It made you a moron.
But are you surprised that people think that that's what it says on the record?
No, I'm not surprised, but I just would like to be able to credit them with more intelligence to be able to decipher plain English.
Are you surprised that people are offended by it?
Yes, I am, because, like, people should be more open-minded about things. They shouldn't
care.
You
don't like it. You don't have to buy the record. You don't have to ban it just because you don't like it.
Aren't you deliberately going out to offend people?
No, we're just saying what we think.
Well, there's a lot of people who think that you're actually in business.
How does free speech offend people?
Well, what about
the
swearing?
Are we in communist Russia or democratic England?
What about the swearing on the television show?
Tell me.
What about it?
Well, so surely you did it to offend. You knew it would offend.
He asked for it, so he got it. He got a mouthful of verbal.
So many people swear anyway. Swearing is part of everyday language for us, so why should we change that?
Are you planning on another record which could be considered offensive?
Don't be stupid. We don't make plans like that. We live day by day. And that's the way it's always going to be.
Songs just come out. They aren't specifically written for any particular purpose to offend people.
But why are you singing songs which could be offensive then?
Listen, we wrote this song about 6 months ago.
That's what we feel. Those are the things that we feel.
Look, the way we dress now is considered offensive. Now, I don't go out to dress offensive to, like, all the bourgeoisie. I go out because these are the clothes I feel comfortable in.
We're not going to do just go around like straight people because they want us to do. We do what we want because we want to do it. What do we care about their dismal opinions, of idiots?
Who is it you hate?
I don't hate anyone.
We're not saying we hate her. We're just giving an opinion.
Well, your manager, whenever he's interviewed, says that you're trying to make a statement about how rotten the society is.
Yeah, right.
Well, what's the statement you're making?
How rotten it is.
Well, why is it rotten?
That's what they said in the
record.
Because we can't say what we want, you fool.
Great Rock and Roll Swingle, starring The Gimmick, The Exile, The Fool, The Collaborator, The Modern Day Fagin, and The Clerk. The Sex Pistols' Great Rock and Roll Swingle, the soundtrack of your life.